Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is back with us for the ETF of the week. And he joins us each week at this time to talk about an issue that, well, sometimes it's something that you want to be buying. It's above the 200-day moving average, and it's perfect for your portfolio. Sometimes it's something new that you want to consider and think about and watch. Sometimes it's something you want to get away from. But all of it stems from his work as the head of ETFtrends.com, a website where you don't just get his picks. You get everything you need to know to be a good ETF investor, from soup to nuts, from what things are developing and what's new to what's out there that can help you. You can go to ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends, or you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Robo Global Robotics and Automation Index ETF, ticker symbol ROBO.
Robo, the Robo, ROBO, Global Robotics and Automation Index ETF. It is ticker symbol ROBO. This is folks who want to capture the next phase of the computer revolution. So how much of this is new and we want to do this? How much of this is, hey, this is one of those ETFs you kind of want to point out, but maybe you don't want to invest in?
Well, let me dive down into this a little bit. So first of all, areas like robotics, we're starting to hear more and more about. We're hearing a lot about areas like self-driving cars, and where it used to be a dream, kind of the Jetsons, I think we're going to probably see that in our lifetime, Chuck, and that's going to be amazing. There are companies like Google, there are companies like Ford and Chevy that are already putting a lot of time and effort into it, but it's just a portion of their business. Wouldn't it be great to find those companies that really are 100% dedicated only to robotics and to these areas of growth that we might be seeing 5 and 10 years from now? So this ETF, Robo, has a whole variety of robotics companies that make up the underlying index. Not only that, the heads of this company and the advisory board are intimately involved in not only the robotics industry, but robotics education in major institutions, but also setting the standards for robotics around the world. So if this gets your interest at all, dive into the Robo website, take a look at Robo Global and the people behind it, because it's kind of the who's who of the robotics industry. So it is technology driven for sure. It is very, very, very niche-y. However, it is global in nature. And as we're talking more and more about global and technology opportunities, Chuck, it's something to consider. It would make sense for a buy and hold position for an extended period of time. Let's just say you've got grandkids and you're trying to save for college for your grandkids. Putting a Roth IRA together for a grandkid for $1,000 and something like this, where you've got a 20-year run rate, that might be kind of exciting. However, you could see a lot more volatility with the ups and downs of the markets too.
You hear the name of the fund and you start to think, well, I know anything that's in it. But there are names that we've talked about on this show with other guests, Intuitive Surgical, iRobot, et cetera. So you might think, wow, it's kind of out there, but it's not. And as you point out, it is global. It's only 44% North America in terms of the weighting. So you get good exposure to a lot of the rest of the world. Is this a trend play at all? Is this above its 200-day moving average or not?
As we said, we can make a case for a buy and hold position in the portfolio. Anybody who is thinking about the future and trying to protect your portfolio for the future would consider something like this for sure. Maybe a 3 to 5% position. I'm not sure what you would sell because, first and foremost, it's a global position. So if you're under-allocated overseas, this might be a great allocation to consider. But if you're excited about this area of the world or specific to robotics, you could use this with a 200-day average. And I think, yes, over time, you're going to see some ups and downs. But if you cut the general long-term trend for robotics for the next 10 years, most of us would be fairly confident we're going to continue to see great growth.
Now, here's a question I don't ask very often, Tom. But, you know, Robo Global, not a name that folks have heard a lot about. So when we start talking about a fund like this, which is based off of a new index that nobody's ever heard of, even if we like the concept, do we ever worry about index construction and the rest? Or when you're talking about new ETFs these days with this kind of construction, yeah, you don't have to worry that much about that.
Great point, Chuck. So a couple things. Most ETF issuers launch a ton of ETFs that have not only equities but fixed income, might be global regions, might be sectors. This company is all about robotics. And if you go and look at them, this is what their makeup is. This is their DNA. So, A, they know this space very well. I'm not at all concerned about the index construction because they've done a lot of work. Number two, it is a fairly new ETF, however. Right now, it's about $50 million in assets. However, the main thing is the underlying companies are very, very liquid. So always look at the spread when you're buying. Never set a market order, always set a limit order, and put that between the bid and ask spread when you're buying and selling. Great, great questions, because it is a new company, and with that, you're betting on innovation, but you're really betting on the people behind it. I've met them, I've got a lot of respect for them, and I'm really excited to see what this ETF might be doing in the future.
It's the Robo Global Robotics and Automation Index ETF. Ticker symbol Robo.
Shall we play a game?
And yeah, if you're thinking that robots are taking over, maybe you want to take a look.
Computer, what happened?
Well, what happened? We just got the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Again, it's Robo, ticker symbol Robo. If you want more information, go to ETFtrends.com. On Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon.
Disengage this computer now.
Computer, do you hear me?